Good morning and welcome to my midweek motivation. It's Jane Cox, sitting comfortably, I hope, in your inbox this morning. If you are interested in signing up to midweek motivation, you'll find the little box on my homepage. So mornings, they're quite a talking point, not least because they're dark and a little bit dismal for some this time of year. I laugh because I used to have a real not much love and lots of hate relationship with mornings, but I feel very differently about them now. My story has already been recorded and shared of how I realised my mornings were problematic and I needed to do something about it. I had very little get up and go because my get up and go didn't want to get up on a dark morning. We all know that feeling when the duvet feels like our best friend and we want to stay and have an extra hug. So, I'm writing a blog and I'm popping in this audio boom just to encourage you to see mornings. And the darkness of the morning is quite shrouded, isn't it? It's quite shrouded and to me it's quite private. It's a lovely time to do something that the world appears shut out of, because daylight influences our thinking. When I leave the house on a dark morning, then I come into my abundance room. My surroundings in daylight influence my thinking and they influence what I do next. I might have a lovely grand plan, but as daylight hits and I take in the sights and sounds around me, there is a shift. I may become distracted. I may lose my focus. So for me, the darkness of the morning can be a real blessing. It can be such an advantageous time of the day. Imagine there is less influence. There is sound, and you might notice it's heightened. That's why you tend to hear the bird song. Yes, there might be less traffic noise, but our sense of hearing is higher because there's less to stimulate. So this is a lovely time of day. If you can think of it in that way, it's a great time of day for doing something just for you in the morning. I do things like my mindfulness. I do creative activities. I might just sit and have a mindful cup of tea. I might rebound. There is something really magical I discovered this morning about rebounding, looking out of my windows into half light. It's just like me in the world, and that is a really comforting place. It's a really nice place to start. It's like a clean slate. So dark mornings can actually shape your day. Imagine that. A dark morning can give you great ideas. It can influence the course of your day positively. It can allow you to have just time with you and your mind. So whatever you're doing today, I hope you have a wonderful day, and perhaps you'll share a few of the ways in which the darkness of the morning could shape and does shape your day. Thanks for joining me for Midweek Motivation.